The storming of the Capitol building and the subsequent challenge to the presidential electoral college vote, making Joe Biden president, has raised the profile of a number of congressional members. And one of them is Maryland Representative Andy Harris, who has handily won his reelection bids with more than 60% of the vote. But he has come under fire from Maryland state lawmakers who have demanded his resignation. For his part, Harris told WBAL on the day of the storming of the Capitol that he denounced such violence.
Well, I would never urge someone to protest violently. I would urge them to protest peacefully. That's your right as an American, but never to protest violently.
But he did compare it to the civil unrest over police abuse this past summer. As for his challenge to the Electoral College, he has simply said that there were constitutional issues and called for a commission to look into what he saw as problems with the vote.
These were demonstrators who I feel have felt the transparency has not been present. And I think transparency and investigation will go a long way toward addressing their concerns.
This is despite some 60 court cases and secretaries of state who have debunked the claims of fraud. But the assault on the Capitol building has brought renewed attention by Democrats to the 1st District. And even though the next election is nearly 2 years away, some Democrats already getting into the race. Heather Mazur, a former state delegate who lost a gubernatorial bid to Anthony Brown, has just issued a video announcing her candidacy.
The events of January 6th have forever changed us. Witnessing a treasonous insurrection against the citadel of our democracy, with the express encouragement of those bound by a constitutional oath to protect it, was an unforgivable betrayal.
She went on to cite the shouting match between Harris and another congressional member on the House floor the night of the challenge to the Electoral College. She also noted Harris was caught with a gun while trying to enter the House chamber.
And I believe that the shore and every inch of this district deserves representation that reflects the very best qualities of who we are and where we come from. That is why today I am launching a campaign for Congress.
These events have also spurred Mia Mason, who lost an effort in the last election cycle to unseat Harris. He won easily with 63% of the vote to 36%. Harris initially lost to Democrat Frank Crowderfield in 2008, only to defeat him in 2010, the year of the Tea Party. And in 2020, the district went for former President Donald Trump by 59% over Biden, who came in with 39%. But there have been many in the GOP who have either deserted the party or expressed concern over its direction. Mason hopes to capitalize on that disaffection.
With the Capitol riots, a lot of Republicans have changed their mind. Based on looking at Andy Harris, and some have not. But that's where the Republican Party is currently split, even in Washington. So we're going to have to see how things heal over time.
So what kind of support will there be for a Democratic candidate in such a red district? Yvette Lewis, chair of the Maryland State Democratic Party, says the party does plan to put some focus on the 1st District.
We're headed for the 1st Congressional District as well, because what he has done, as I said, has been an embarrassment to us, and the 1st Congressional District deserves better. The state of Maryland deserves better.
But Maryland's 1st Congressional District is the result of Democratic gerrymandering. We'll take a look at that part of the story in our next segment. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.